Jews, my fellow Jews, here in Jerusalem, on the very outskirts of the temple of God, I wonder if you could give me just a moment of your time. Just a moment of your time to talk about this Jesus. This Jesus who has caused so much division amongst our own people in the many years that have passed since his crucifixion. What should we do with him? How should we respond to the miraculous news about Jesus? And it is incredible news. It's impossible news. My name is Reuben. My name is Reuben, and I am from up north in Nazareth, just as Jesus was from Nazareth. And back then, I was in Nazareth when I was young, much younger than I am now. And my cousin, his name was Joseph. Joseph, the son of Jacob. Joseph, the son of David. And I looked up to my cousin Joseph. I was only 8 years old at the time, and Joseph was 18. He seemed so old to me back then, but I really looked up to him because he was already becoming an accomplished carpenter, and more than that, though, he was engaged to this beautiful young woman. Her name was Mary. They were betrothed to be married. And as all of you know, at this stage in the betrothal period, in the marriage, they were considered legally married, even though they had not yet consummated the marriage. And so because of this, when Mary wanted to travel to the hill country before their wedding, travel to the hill country for 4 months to see her relatives, she had to go to Joseph to get permission to go. I was there when Mary came to ask Joseph permission to leave, and I could see in Joseph's eyes he didn't want to let her go. But because he was compassionate, I think a bit of a pushover, he said yes. And so she went. Joseph had a lot to be joyful about in those days. He had so much going for him. Everyone knew his carpentry work. He was successful. He came from a great family, not the least of which included me. And he was engaged to a beautiful young woman. They were about to be married. Had every reason in the world. Those 4 months were agonizing for him, but as that time drew near, when Mary's time to return was coming closer, I was in the workshop with him, and I could tell that he was so excited. He was really excited. And I knew everything about Joseph and Mary's relationship. I really did. I did because I was their chaperone whenever they were alone. Okay, I wasn't really a chaperone. I was 8 years old. My grandma was their chaperone, but she let me come along. And it was great. I would watch them have conversations with each other, and Mary would start stumbling over her words, and she'd blush, and that would cause Joseph to blush, and then they would just start laughing over things that weren't even funny, not even remotely. I would ask my grandmother about that, and she would tell me that wasn't funny. Then why are they laughing? They were in love. Like I said, Joseph had every reason in the world to be joyful. And as those days of her return grew closer, I could see Joseph become so excited with anticipation. He was so excited, not that he would say anything, mind you, but he had a little extra jump in his step, and he would hum a happy song as we worked in his workshop, in his woodshop. He was so excited to see her come. And so, I don't think I told you, I was a really stupid kid. So even at 8 years old, I had come across the horrible habit of eavesdropping. And so it was bad. So I always liked to be the person who knew the news before anybody else, and then to be the one to tell everyone what the news was. And so I knew that Mary was coming home soon. We didn't know the exact time or date, but she was coming home soon, and so I found myself walking through the streets of Nazareth trying to see if I could see Mary coming home so that I could the good news. And then I would be, the cool younger cousin, and my older cousin, who was awesome, would think I was great. So I was walking through and I was approaching Mary's family's household. And as I was walking towards the house, I could hear arguing. And there was a woman inside sobbing. Just then, I saw a giant bird on top of their house. Yeah, it was a big bird, a huge bird, massive bird, biggest bird you ever seen. And it was pecking at the thatch on the roof. It was destroying the roof of the house. So naturally, being a good neighbor, I had to go up there and scare it away. And so if I happened to go up there and hear what was going on, that's no problem. So I went up and scared it away. And as I'm up there, I'm listening. And I could hear them discussing. I heard that Mary was with child. And it wasn't Joseph's. And I almost fell off the roof. And I started running away from the house, and as I started to run, the door opened to the house, and I think it was Mary's brother, I'm not sure. She started yelling at me, "Reuben, Reuben, come back here!" But I was already gone, and I'm running through the streets of Nazareth, trying to find Joseph to tell him the news that I just heard. I'm trying to go and tell him, and I went to his workshop, and he wasn't there, and so I go to the family house, and I ran into the family house, and there stood Joseph and his father, my Uncle Jacob. And they were standing there, and I was 8 years old and so filled with excitement and out of breath, and I just came in and I was like, "Joseph, Joseph, Mary's pregnant, Joseph." And I like laid on the floor, I like almost passed out, I was just on the floor, I was so proud of myself, I was the one who told the news first. I think I had a smile on my face. I looked up and I saw Joseph and tried to steady himself on a wall that wasn't there and stumbled across the room. He sat down. And I looked up and I saw that I had just delivered. None of you have ever experienced an angry father, I'm sure. None of your fathers have ever been angry people. But let me tell you something. My Uncle Jacob, Joseph's father, was an angry man. Whew. Was he ever an angry man? I saw him and he started to clench his fists and he looked at me and he says, "Is this true?" I stood up. "That's true." Stood there and fumed. And he said, "How could she? How could she? We welcome her into our family. We give her our best son. And she decides to humiliate our family like this. How could she do this to us?" Joseph stood up and he tried to stop his father. His father wasn't hearing any of it. And he said, "Joseph, you and I and the rest of the family are going to go to Mary's house. We are going to march her through the streets and we're going to take her to the rabbis and we will publicly humiliate her. And no one will think any less of you or me or our family because of this. They will know it is her shame and not ours." Joseph said, "Stop, Father, stop. Uncle Jacob wasn't hearing any of it. Not a word of it." He said, "Joseph, they would have stoned her back in the old days for this." Finally, Joseph put his hand on his dad's shoulder and said, "Father, that is enough. I will not have you speak of my betrothal to this." Uncle Jacob went quiet. And he said, "What are you going to do, Joseph? What do you think you're going to do? You can't marry her. That would be excusing adultery. And no righteous person, no follower of God can excuse adultery. You cannot do that. What do you think you're going to do?" And Joseph said, "No righteous man can publicly ruin the life of a woman he almost married." Then Uncle Jacob grabbed him with both hands by his shoulders and shook him and said, "Joseph, you do not understand. If you put her away quietly, this
will not reflect only badly on you, but it will reflect badly on me and the rest of the family. There will be rumors, Joseph. And it won't just affect you. It'll affect me and the rest of this family and our standing in the community.
Joseph pushed away from his father and said, as her betrothed, it is my decision, my decision. And Uncle Jacob said to him, at least think about it. Don't make your decision right now, Joseph. Sleep on it. And think about how your decision will affect this family. And then Uncle Jacob looked at me and said, and you are not to speak of this to anyone. Do you understand? I nodded. The next morning, I went to Joseph's workshop to help him out to see if he needed any help. I really wanted to see what decision he was going to make. I wanted to see what Joseph was going to decide to do. I didn't really like Uncle Jacob. He's such an angry man. But when he mentioned how much this would hurt our family, I sided with him. Joseph only had one choice alone to make. He had to do whatever he had to do to protect the whole family. It wouldn't just affect Joseph, it would affect him, it would affect me. And so we were in the workshop for a few hours, and I just went in and I started picking up wood and putting things away and helping him, and we worked in silence. And Joseph was quiet. He didn't speak a single word. But he wasn't depressed. He just was quiet. And so as we worked for hours, all of a sudden, Uncle Jacob came to the door. As soon as he appeared, Joseph ran up to him. Big smile on his face. And he said, Father! Father, last night an angel appeared to me in my dreams while I slept. And the angel said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, for what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. Now, Uncle Jacob was trying to find something to steady himself on. And he sat down. And he just looked at Joseph and said, I don't understand. Are you sure? And Joseph said, of course I'm sure. But the Messiah? From you? From her? And Joseph, it's such a common name, Yeshua, Joshua, Jesus. It's such a common name. And Joseph reminded his father, it means God saves. Uncle Jacob just sat there and shook his head. But why did the angel appear to me? I'm the head of the household. Why did he appear to me? Joseph, how do you know this wasn't a deceptive angel? A deceptive angel coming to try and deceive you and make you make bad choices? No, Joseph. Divorce Mary quietly if you must. But do not go forward with marriage. But Joseph chose to be obedient to God. How would you respond? What would you do? Joseph went forward and married Mary. And it was difficult. It was very hard for them. Because Mary was already pregnant, he took on all the responsibilities of marriage and had none of the privileges. More than that, when this Jesus child was born, they had to flee for a time and go to Egypt because King Herod was trying to kill him. Well, they eventually came back to Nazareth, and things were never the same. Both Mary and Joseph had difficult relationships with their families for the rest of their days. And like I told you, I had sided with the family on this. Joseph made the wrong choice, because let me tell you, there were rumors about them, about Jesus and his parentage. Joseph died before he saw his son. Joseph died before Jesus began ministering to the sick, healing the lepers, and proclaiming the kingdom of heaven. Joseph died before Jesus was crucified and supposedly took on the sin of the whole world. Joseph died before this report of Jesus' resurrection ever came about, supposedly demonstrating that sin had been conquered. He died before he ever saw any fruit of his labor. I didn't believe any of it. I didn't believe anything about this Jesus. I knew the story. I knew the background. I knew the history. I didn't believe it for one second. Joseph, yet, even though he saw no fruits of his labor, he died before Jesus began going throughout Galilee and all of Judea, and even to Jerusalem. And yet, I still saw him as my family and Mary's family and the rest of the community in Nazareth mocked him, jeered him, would not do business with him, made life difficult for him. I still saw that he had a joy about him as he went about his work, as he continued trying to be obedient to what he thought God had called him to do. He still had joy despite the circumstances, and I didn't understand it at all. And my fellow Jews, I'm here to tell you today. I'm here to tell you right now that I, follower of the law of Moses, I have decided to follow. He is the Son of David. He is the Son of God. He is the Messiah. Everything about him is true. For me, it happened when I was in the synagogue in Nazareth, and we were reading from the scroll of Isaiah, and we were talking about the coming Messiah. And all of a sudden, they read this section, and it said, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and she will give birth to a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel." Emmanuel. God is us. The moment that was read, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God came upon me, and it's like I could see for the first time, and I realized all the stories about Jesus were true. He is the Son of God. He is the Messiah. He is the one who came to die for our sins. He was resurrected from the dead, and he lives forevermore. And those who put their trust in him have their sins forgiven. For the longest time, I stopped looking up to my cousin. I stopped looking up to Joseph, but now I do. And now I realize why God chose Joseph to be the father of the Messiah. Because he knew, no matter what, Joseph would be obedient to God. No matter what. Even if his own family. I don't know where you are in your life right now. I don't know what you're going through. But I know, like myself, I scoffed at the idea of Jesus dying for our sins. I scoffed at the idea that he was the Messiah. I was wrong. I don't know where you are in your life right now, but I only have one question for you. Just one question. How will you respond? How will you respond to the miraculous news of Jesus? Will you not this very day, this very moment, accept him as your Lord and Savior. Be obedient to God. Accept him.